Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Happy Thursday, happy draft day, and welcome to the Early Edge. We've already got some potential draft noise in the chat. Jaden Daniel moves up and goes first to Chicago. Well, we know that's not happening, CID, but it's going to be a very exciting night. And by the way, on this show, we're going to have some of our NFL bets that we really like tonight in the NFL draft. So stay tuned for that. But of course, we're going to cover NBA playoffs. We're going to cover MLB. We're going to cover NHL, which is pretty much what we did yesterday. Speaking of, let's look at the recap screen from Wednesday. 5-3. We got 3 X's. Now, keep in mind, if you take a closer look, 2 of these X's are the same team. We don't usually have that. But again, 2 of the 3 losses were simply the Pelicans plus 7.5 from Tim and from Mikey B. But hey, listen, we'll take 5-3. Like, that's certainly a winning day. We had a losing day, I believe, the day before, but 2 really good winning days the days before that. So we're on a decent run here, but we're always trying to improve. By the way, if you haven't already, and I see some of you already putting picks in the chat. I see you, Snug the Cat. I see you, Bradley Jacobs. Please hit the like button and make it a sort of a regular thing when you get in here to hit the like button. We would really, really appreciate that. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Again, it's draft day, so we've got some NFL experts in here. No, I'm not talking about me, of course. I'm talking about Mike McClure and Prop Stars. And then, of course, batting cleanup, if you will, the Sniper, to do some MLB, which we absolutely love. Sniper, you've been very hot. Do you feel kind of like you're taking a back seat here a little bit because it's NFL draft day? How you feeling this Thursday?
That's okay. And I was 0-2 on Tuesday, so, you know, it kind of killed my hot streak. So I was like one of those batters who's having a really good season but went 0-4. So it's okay that I dropped back in the lineup a little bit on this one.
And Sniper, let me ask you something real quick. You are a Bears fan, right? The Bears own 2 top 10 picks. Are you feeling like, because listen, they closed the season pretty well last year. Are you feeling some good vibes when it comes to Soldier Field, when it comes to the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited for the season. I think that they've built this to where you can drop a rookie quarterback into a very good situation. Like, you can almost take the training wheels off. I'm more excited for the number 9 pick to see who gets picked because we already know who number 1 is going to be.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, according to CID, it's going to be Jaden Daniels. Of course, he says that in jest. Prop Stars, we know it's going to be Caleb Williams. You got to be excited for the NFL draft. But listen, we've got MLB and we've got NBA. I feel like a lot of people think this is sort of a, not a dry part of the season, but I don't think people appreciate how much is going on. I didn't even mention the NHL playoffs.
Oh, for sure. Steve, fired up. I think it's a great time of the year. As a sports fan, I've been covering both the NFL draft, baseball, and the NBA playoffs for the last month and a half, 2 months now. So couldn't be more fired up for the draft tonight. We've got some NBA playoffs as well and some day baseball.
And Mike McClure, I know you're coming with basically one of your favorite NFL draft props today, sort of like taking a back seat when it comes to the MLB and the NBA today. Of course, me and Sniper will have picks in that regard, but you got to be excited about this NFL draft.
Very excited about the NFL draft. Anything NFL related, obviously. I think the draft is so fun because it really, not that they're ever against each other, but it really brings out everyone. Whether you're a college football fan or an NFL fan, it's that moment where everything kind of meshes together perfectly. So I think it's very exciting times. No baseball play for me today. Unfortunately, did not love the slate. One game I really believe is going to be postponed. So I wasn't going to throw a play out there for that.
And speaking of MLB, and by the way, I didn't love the MLB slate today either. Thank goodness we have Sniper here. But speaking of MLB, you might notice we only have one night game. And by night game, I mean like a 7:05 start. That's the Yankees game. And that's because MLB is just kind of paying deference to the NFL draft. And so we're going to have the NFL draft at night, but of course the NBA playoffs, of course, as well. But a lot of day games. So Sniper, I'm going to start with you because I just said it. We've got a couple MLB day games that you have, but the slate is littered with day games. What do you have today in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with fading the White Sox. I believe it was Sox Nation the other day that said I was being overly negative on the White Sox, and it was a typical Cubs fan. So, all right, let's get some things straight here. Number one, I'm a Cubs fan. Number two, I don't hate the White Sox. I don't care about the White Sox. They're in the American League. The team I hate is the Cardinals. Have you ever seen me bet on the Cardinals on the show? Never. No. So it's not like I'm letting bias creep in here. And when I say the White Sox are 3-21 and they're averaging 2.2 runs per game, and those are terrible, those are objective facts. It's not because I hate the White Sox. That means we're going to continue to fade them. Michael Soroka on the hill for the White Sox with a 7.50 ERA. He's allowed 14 runs and 13 innings in his last three games. The Twins had terrible vibes before this series. Come in, they get the blowout win Monday night. They only win by one, but it was a come-from-behind walk-off win on Tuesday. Decently comfortable win last night, so they're feeling a lot better. Bailey Ober got destroyed by the Royals in his first time out, twin starter. Only two runs allowed in his last 17 innings with 16 strikeouts since then. Another comfortable win on tap for the Twins. So, yes, we're fading the White Sox again, and that's with no hate. That's with just wanting to win some money. So, Twins by at least two runs, minus 115. Decent odds there. We need the run line because obviously the money line is way up in the 200s. Also, I'm going to go out to Colorado. The Padres on BetMGM, it was over 4.5. Last night, it was minus 125 on the 4.5. I love getting down into 4.5 in Colorado there in Coors Field because the Rockies are terrible as well. Let's not let the White Sox overshadow them or the Marlins' terrible start overshadow how bad the Rockies are. We've got three potentially historically bad teams. So have fun fading the Rockies if you would like to do that. Padres have not really scored a lot of runs so far in the three games in this series. Five runs last night, that was the most they've scored so far in the series. That would get us home, but I think that they're due for a little bit of an explosion here. They should get Manny Machado back in the lineup. He's been on paternity leave, but he's already been on paternity leave for his maximum of 3 days, so he has to rejoin the team today. I assume they'll throw him right back in the lineup. That should give them a little bit of a boost. I feel like Fernando Tatis Jr. is due to burst out with a big game here. Dakota Hudson on the mound for the Rockies, 15 runs allowed and 21 in a third inning so far this year, 7 in his 10 Coors innings, 5.91 ERA, career in Coors Field. Padres are due to bust out. I like at least 5 runs here.
Yeah, I feel like this Padres team really needs Manny Machado too. So if he's in the lineup, that is a gigantic boost for them. By the way, there was something I forgot to do yesterday. This is sort of off topic. It was Dwayne's birthday yesterday, and he asked for a shout out, and I saw the comment, and I forgot to give him a shout out. So, Dwayne, I don't know if you're watching today. Maybe you're listening to the podcast later. Want to wish you a happy birthday. And by the way, there's some people in the chat who like a hockey play today, the Lightning money line. Stay tuned. We've got a sports line pick coming up that involves that game. And we've got a bunch of other picks coming up. But by the way, if you want to make any of these picks that you're about to hear or Sniper's two picks that he just gave out, BetMGM. We've got a new little promotion here. Eligible customers will receive a 50% MLB same game parlay boost token. You can use this token for any MLB same game parlay of 4+ legs and +400 odds or longer. Log on to BetMGM or open the BetMGM app for more offer details. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to my NBA pick. We got to get to some MLB and back to some draft. And of course, that Lightning play I just referenced. But before we do that, let's hear a message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sniper, we do have a question for you from Alan Bork. Apparently, maybe the Padres is at 5.5 in some places. Would you still play it there?
Yes. Okay. I was expecting to do 5.5. It was just on BetMGM, they have every single run line or every single team total is like 1.5, 2.5, 2.3. And at 4.5 was workable on the odds. But yeah, I think that they're going to, like I said, I think they're due to have one of those 8 or 9 run games.
Yeah, that's something to keep in mind for sure, because a lot of these books offer alternative like run totals per team. And if you, again, the initial odds that you see, the initial game odds, the initial first five odds, you can break that down even further at most books. So that's a really
And also Snug the Cat said, I heard a rumor that Miserable Matt tossed all the White Sox hats at his Lids location, then dumpster after the White Sox got a win. Not true. Got one right here.
Oh, right there. There you go. By the way, I'm going to give my pick out. That I've heard a couple of people in the chat say something about Bailey Ober getting pushed to Friday. I don't know if that's the case or not, but maybe Sniper or Mike or Proppy, you can look that up while I give out my pick. Listen, I'm going to the NBA playoffs. I like the Knicks in this series. I was pretty vocal about it on Twitter. I got a lot of pushback from Sixers fans. Very understandable. And a lot of the pushback was, hey, listen, I don't think, you know, they're talking to me. I don't think you appreciate what the matchup is here. There's some tough matchups when it comes to the Knicks playing the Sixers. And I think you're probably right. And I think the best evidence of that is how the Sixers probably should have won at least one of the first two games. There's certainly an argument that they could have won both games. If not for maybe a quiet whistle, they would have won game two. So with all that said, I think the Sixers actually, I know they're down 0-2, but I think it's kind of a confident 0-2. I think they're going back to Philadelphia knowing that Jalen Brunson has struggled, knowing that when Philadelphia steps up their defense, they play really well, knowing that the Philadelphia 76ers role players are probably due to bounce back, and Embiid, while a little hobbled, is still playing pretty well. So I think the Sixers end up running away with this one against the Knicks. I still expect the Knicks to win the series in 7. But I really like this spot for the Sixers. I do think at the end of the game, I kind of considered them first half because I think they're going to come out hot. But at the end of the game, I think they're going to get the benefit of perhaps on some 50-50 calls, the whistle's finally going their way. But again, they've been really good in fourth quarters, especially, I shouldn't say in fourth quarter in game one, but especially in game two, they were great. And I see them really pulling away. It's a 2-possession game. I think they win this game by 6 or 7 points. Give me the Sixers in a really good spot for me, or in my opinion, at least. So 76ers -4.5, -110. And now we go. By the way, was I wrong about Ober? I know it was only a couple people in the chat.
No. Yeah, he's back. Yeah, he's pitching Friday.
Okay.
Do we know he's going to sleeping up right until the show starts? So sorry about that. But
Listen, he's still listed on a lot of the books. I mean, I'm putting a lot of the books, and Bailey Ober's still listed. So obviously, like, it's news that's kind of breaking right now. Thanks to the chat about that. And Sniper.
I'm probably still okay with the play. Like, maybe the White Sox score a few more runs, but I think the Twins are going to hit Soraka, and the White Sox, again, are kind of the fade the White Sox team. So I'm still okay with it.
Yeah, and honestly, we still have a few minutes on this show. If there's any further analysis on that, Sniper, you can feel free to jump in. But Prop Stars, I've kept you quiet, unfortunately, for a good like 7 or 8 minutes. I apologize for that. By the way, I haven't seen Goose in a few weeks. I'm assuming everything is okay with Goose, but you've got an NFL play. You've got an NBA play. Talk to us about your picks today.
I do indeed. So, yeah, starting with the NBA playoffs tonight, Orlando Magic versus Cleveland Cavaliers. I like Max Strus over 13.5 points and rebounds. He's kind of like the forgotten man if we look at these Cleveland Cavaliers starters. But Strus is playing big minutes. He's averaging 35 minutes through the first two playoff games. He averaged only 32 minutes per game in the regular season. So he's getting a bump in playing time, and he's getting his props are lower than they were in the regular season. He averaged a combined 18 points and rebounds in the regular season. He eclipsed this in the first two playoff games, despite shooting 33% from the field and 20% from the 3-point line. So certainly some room for improvement there. And I like his chances of racking up at least 13 combined points and rebounds in this this matchup, especially if he's going to be playing that much. So let's go with Max Strus over 13.5 points and rebounds. And then going to the NFL draft, I've been covering this draft for weeks now. I'm going to go with a pick that I like that's got good odds at present moment. That's Byron Murphy of Texas to be the first defender drafted. You can get this presently around plus 175, plus 200 or 2-1 odds here. I've just been really high on Byron Murphy throughout the pre-draft process. To me, he's really the only interior defender who can collapse the pocket and really get in pressure from the interior, a la guys like Aaron Donald, maybe not quite to the degree of Aaron Donald, but he reminds me a lot of Javon Hargrave. If you're familiar with him, he plays on the San Francisco 49ers, was on the Eagles the prior season, racked up 25 sacks over the last 3 years. So I love his ability to wreak havoc from the interior. He's the only defensive interior prospect who really offers that sort of skill set. Very valuable in the modern NFL as well. If we look at where the majority of dollars are being spent on NFL defenses, if you have a player like a Quinnen Williams, Jalen Carter of the Eagles, the former Georgia Bulldog, guys who can really get pressure from the interior is invaluable to NFL teams. I think he could go as early as 8th to Atlanta or 9th to Chicago. I think it's certainly in play. I don't think Dallas Turner of Alabama, who has been frequently mocked to 8 at Atlanta, is going to go in the top 10. I really think this is a two-horse race between Leatu Latu and Byron Murphy. I think it's close to a coin flip between the both of them. So I love getting close to 2-1 value on Byron Murphy, who I firmly believe is in play in the top 10 and certainly as a top defensive player being drafted today.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting, Proppy, and Mike, I might kick this to you. I mean, you're talking about the first defender drafted and that it might take to the 8th or 9th pick for that to happen. This is such an offensive explosion type of draft with QBs, with at least 3 wide receivers, with some offensive tackles being subjected to, you know, being drafted in the first round. I mean, this, I don't want to say it's rare, but I mean, it's going to be like almost like fantasy football central when it comes to the quarterback and wide receiver position. Go ahead, Proppy.
Yeah, I believe the record for most offensive players drafted in the first round of the NFL draft is 19 players. This over-under is set at 21.5. Could be as many as 11 offensive linemen drafted in the first round, potentially even 10 tackle prospects. So I've never seen a deeper class of offensive linemen. Obviously not the sexiest pick if you're, you know, one of those teams on the back end there. But if you're looking for a cornerstone in the trenches, you could not find a better crop of talent than tonight's draft.
Mike, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously there's a lot of quarterbacks that are viable to go in the first round. I think it'll probably be 5 that go in the first round. A lot of receivers. Is this a product, in your opinion? This is kind of a global type question with how the NFL has evolved as sort of more of an offensive type of game. But is this more of, hey, there's just so many good offensive players and not as many good defensive players in this draft? Or is it the game has evolved in such a way where we're going to see more offense drafted over the next few years in the top of the drafts? Like what is it? It's either or, right?
Yeah, I think it's honestly, it's a little bit of both. The game has certainly evolved. And it's, you know, it comes down to analytics departments as well. Like you draft quarterbacks. If you've not been good, you go try to get a rookie deal, pay elsewhere. So like you're always going to have a run on quarterbacks that are relatively legitimate prospects. And then offensive linemen, there are just so few people in the world that are that size that can play football like that. So they are always going to be at a premium like that. So I think that it's a little bit of a product of just the way the game is played now. Running backs don't matter very much, things like that. So yeah, I think it's more of a product of the way the game is being played.
Yeah, I totally agree. It probably is a little bit of both. And by the way, I just want to point out there's some other people with bets in the chat. I know Snug the Cat, it's his cat's birthday as well. So I don't know if that's a joke, but happy birthday. Proppy's on the show. I got to say happy birthday to Snug the Cat's cat. All right, but we got to move on because I still got to give out some sports line picks. And then Mike McClure, speaking of the NFL draft, there's been a very popular name, at least when it comes to a name that has been talked about for weeks now, and I'm not even going to let the cat out of the bag on this one. We're going to have to wait and hear a message from our partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. I noticed a couple of you in the chat see that this Knicks line is 5. I put it in on Sportsline at 4.5. It was still 4.5 at a couple of books, but I did notice it was 5 at others as well. Of course, I'm going to put in the best number, but I do want to point out I am totally fine with 5. I don't suspect this will click up to 5.5. At that point, I'd probably back off a little bit or try to take an alt line, just get it down to 5. But 5, I am perfectly okay with this bet. All right, let's go to some Sportsline picks before we get to Mike McClure's NFL draft pick. Lightning Moneyline -115. A lot of people in the chat. By the way, Dan Torres is right. We have so many people watching, but like a 4-to-1 ratio with the people watching and the likes. So please hit the like button. But earlier in the chat, you guys are very smart. You guys and girls, very smart. Lightning Moneyline, that's our play. That's going to be our NHL play tonight. Of course, they're hosting the Florida Panthers. It's Florida on Florida crime there at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That should be a really exciting game. And then we go to the only night game. It's barely night. It's 7:05 Eastern Standard Time. We've got the A's at the Yankees, and we're taking the Yankees and Nestor Cortez -1.5 at -115. So again, the sports line picks, which went 2-0 yesterday, Lightning money line, Yankees -1.5. Those are the plays. And Mike, we go right back. There's a reason why baseball has sort of taken a back seat today and made sure to front load with day games. And that's because we got the NFL draft tonight. What is your favorite play in the NFL draft tonight?
Favorite play that is left on the board here is going to be J.J. McCarthy to the Minnesota Vikings. +175, +170 is the current number. I think this number should be closer to even money right now. I think they've expressed a ton of interest. He has a lot of mutual interest there as well. He loves O'Connell. I think that this is a great, great fit for him as well. When you look at the pieces they have in place, you look at what they did bringing in Darnold. I think there are a number of options for him to fit here. So I've done a lot of these draft segments with Proppy over on HQ. We both gave Jaden Daniels +150 as the number 2 overall pick. That is now -1,000. So some of those are no longer available to be played. But McCarthy is the guy that has been hyped up and talked about the most, really, out of all of these quarterbacks. You've had stuff, you know, some of it is related to his college coach Harbaugh and them having that 5th pick. Could the trade come into play? I certainly think that it can. But I think the Vikings are destined for J.J. McCarthy here. There's been some steam on potentially linking him to the New England Patriots. I think the Patriots are actually going to lock in with Drake May still. The Giants have expressed some interest here. I don't see the Giants doing it, though. I think they're going to ultimately try to grab one of the receivers. So I like the Vikings for J.J. McCarthy. I think it's a decent fit, and we'll see. It's fascinating. I think this guy could go anywhere from number 3 all the way down to 12. I think there's a wide, wide range here, but there's a number of scenarios where the Vikings can trade up and do 3, 5, or stay at 11.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And Proppy, let me ask you this, because J.J. McCarthy is getting so much buzz that I wonder, it depends how the sort of the chips fall here, but I wonder if they can stay at 11. Listen, I'm not as big on J.J. McCarthy as some people. Like, what do I know, right? I thought Jordan Love was Brett Hundley 2.0. Then again, I also thought Trevor Lawrence was not going to be generational at all, and so that seems to be working out. So we're all kind of right and wrong about this stuff. With the buzz about with J.J. McCarthy, a nice Bears hat sniper, the wardrobe change is beautiful. Do you think they're going to have to trade up from the 11 spot to actually go get him, or do you think J.J. ends up falling to 11?
I think there's a great probability that JJ is a top five pick, especially if we just look at the draft odds as an indicator. As of yesterday, he was a heavy, heavy favorite to be a top five selection. There's also rumblings that Michael Penix is in play for the Giants at sixth overall. Wouldn't shock me if we saw five of the top six picks being quarterbacks here whatsoever. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a big run on quarterbacks. It also wouldn't shock me if one of these quarterbacks, although I think it's unlikely, has a Will Levis situation where he was expected to be a top five pick last season. He obviously fell to the early second round where Tennessee grabbed him, but there could be a scenario where one of these quarterbacks fall. If we're looking at the top quarterbacks, I think that's more likely to be Bo Nix, but yeah, I think JJ McCarthy is a near lock to be at least a top six selection.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here soon. Mike, I have one more question for you about a name that Proppy just mentioned, but we probably got a couple minutes left on the show. A-Mags is in the chat. If you all want to ask a baseball question to A-Mags, you got a couple minutes to do it. Absolutely love to see that. Mike, I really like Michael Penix Jr., and I don't think he's necessarily going top five. I do think he's going in the first round. Like, if you had to, and I hate to put you on the spot here. I haven't seen all your HQ segments, but if we're talking about, like, the top five quarterbacks, are there two that you think are really going to outkick their coverage and be really good, and maybe one or two that you think, you know, maybe aren't going to be as good as people think?
I don't think Caleb Williams is good. I've said that many times. I do like Jaden Daniels, and I do like J.J. McCarthy, personally. Okay. Those are two guys that I like the most at quarterback.
Proppy, same question for you.
I love Michael Penix. I've just going into the draft process, I thought he might have been, you know, a second round, third round pick potentially, but having really watched a lot of tape on him recently, studied him as a prospect, looking at his injury records, they seem to be clean as well. I think Michael Penix has a chance to be a franchise quarterback. Bo Nix, considering he's, you know, not necessarily going to be a first round pick, I think he has the worst skill set for looking at these top six guys. But yeah, I love what Jaden Daniels offers as a dual threat quarterback. Reminds me a lot of Lamar Jackson. I know that's a popular comp, but I think he's going to come and be productive right away. I disagree, however, with Mikey regarding Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams certainly deserves to be the first quarterback off the board.
Well, Sniper, I was going to go to you because you're the Bears fan. You got two top 10 picks. Who knows what you're doing at number nine? It's going to be a great pick regardless whether you go offense or defense. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Rome Odunze. It could be
I've convinced myself on Rome. I watched several of the Washington games late in the year. I don't watch much college football because I'm an Indiana fan, so why would I do that to myself? Because of Penix having transferred from Indiana to Washington, I watched several of the games and I fell in love with him. And when I see him around nine on the mocks, I was getting excited about the Bears possibly drafting him. I did want to add on Penix. Proppy brought up the injury history looks clean. A lot of people are saying because he tore his ACL early in his career in Indiana, like, oh, he's injury prone. There's injury concerns there. The second ACL tear was a complete freak accident. He was running out onto it almost like a track, a berm, and he just hit like a hole on that and tore his ACL. That doesn't make somebody injury prone. It was just a freak accident, and he's been completely healthy since then. So yeah. I agree that there shouldn't be injury concerns with him just because two times early in his career he suffered major injuries. They were freak accidents. They weren't like, oh, it's his shoulder and it's going to keep getting hurt. No, it was just he stepped in a hole way off the field.
Very early in his career, 2018 and 2020 was when those ACL tears occurred. And again, I like Michael Penix in this one. I think him and Jaden Daniels, probably my favorite quarterbacks coming out of the draft. But very, very much looking forward to the draft. Let's take a look at the recap screen. We've got Prop Stars with Max Strus over 13.5 points and rebounds at -125. And Byron Murphy, first defender taken at +170. The Sixers, -4.5 at -110. That is my pick tonight, of course, against the Knicks. Twins, -1.5 from the Sniper at -115. And Padres, team total over 4.5, -125. Mike McClure likes J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. That certainly makes sense at +170 in Sportsline. We got two picks. We're trying to go 2-0 again. Lightning money line in the NHL playoffs hosting the Florida Panthers. That's at -115. And the Yankees, speaking of -115, -1.5 with Nestor Cortes on the mound. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show. This is going to be a really exciting day. And by the way, I know I didn't mention golf. I know some of you are like, wait, it's Thursday. There's got to be a matchup. There probably will be a matchup tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But don't forget, this is a team event. I wanted to be a little selective. Tomorrow's alternate shot as opposed to today's best ball, I think that's going to be a place for me to dive in. So expect a golf matchup from me tomorrow for the Zurich Classic. Tomorrow's going to be a great show. You know who's going to be on tomorrow. So great show today. On behalf of Mike McClure, Prop Stars, The Sniper, and of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and nines and tens. This is The Early Edge. I am the counselor. Have a great day, everybody. We rest our case.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.